Two-Face to come on down here and pick up them blocks with you, okay? Huh? Huh? Okay, we'll see if you can get Sissy Face to come down here.
Don't go.
Allison!
Oh.
You want some snack?
Wait a second.
Got hot snack action here.
Snack on snack action.
Hot peanut butter on cracker action. And by that, I mean, something on white. What does peanut butter refer to in the, you could say hot chocolate. That would mean, I mean, a black person. Cracker, clearly, I mean, a white person. Peanut butter.
Thai?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Huh? Well, if you can get Allison down here, you can have a snack.
I thought you were... I thought you were calling Spencer Sissy Face.
Oh.
No?
No, that's harsh.
Oh, not until he starts playing, Pee-wee football?
No, that pinata game.
Oh.
Evo pinata. He starts playing that shit.
That's, supposed to be a good game.
Oh, yeah. A fucking cartoon of it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Steve downloaded a demo for Xbox or whatever and said it was pretty cool. Hey, everybody. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yeah.
And that's Phil. I'm Brian. Welcome to illustrious Tom McHenry Studios. Once
you might
again,
remember us from yesterday. Oh, not really.
Hey, what happened there?
I was unconscious. I was drunk on meat.
Sweet.
I want to start the show. I got a little, I got a bone of contention. I got a little thing I want to start with.
Oh.
Just a little clarification, really.
You got a pick to bone?
I do. I feel like maybe, we're being, egomaniacs?
What do you mean?
About something?
Like what?
Well, you know how this is often referred to as the talking show.
Yeah?
But, that's only true for us. For everyone else
it's
involved
listening
in this transaction.
Show.
Yeah, it's the listening show. So
it's by listening listening hour.
Yep. So I think we
listening
should
session.
Adjust our vocab. Or maybe in post, every time we say talking, you could change it to listening.
I might do that.
Retroactively. Go ahead and dig through the archive.
I got nothing else to do. I might as well.
Do a bulk find and replace.
Oh, man. Imagine the day when that's possible. Just,
oh, it'd be so hot.
Well, except, geez, I don't know. Because then what would happen to all the history books and all the footage of video footage and things
ooh,
like that?
Ooh,
yeah.
You know? Be like 1984, man.
I mean, it kind of already is. Ollie's brother was over the other night, and he was talking about how he always edits Tim McGraw's Wikipedia page. And he always writes in there somewhere. Somewhere he always adds in, Tim McGraw suffers from male pattern baldness and wears a cowboy hat to cover up his bald spot.
Yeah.
Which is actually true.
Citation needed.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, like every day he's been typing that in and it's being deleted like instantaneously. Because I guess Tim McGraw fans are super vigilant on the Wikipedia page.
Yeah,
and,
it's the fans.
Yeah.
Stumbling on Wikipedia.
Well, I don't know. It's really weird. Like, why would that be deleted if it were actually true? You know, like, I mean, it isn't a flattering thing, and it's not necessarily important information. But I mean, it is true, and I don't know. But just the fact that can be constantly removed from a so-called, you know, open source democratic site. It's, well, I mean, I guess that's the point. If it's democratic, then if the
it
majority
just shows how flawed it really is, you know.
Yeah, if the majority of Tim McGraw fans are like, no, we don't like that information, we are not going to talk about that, then they just delete it and it doesn't exist. So I've been charged with the duty of telling everybody I know to go on Tim McGraw's Wikipedia page and constantly change that information.
Man,
I'm not going to do that, but it's...
You just did.
Oh, oops. I mean, if you wanted to do that, you could. It would be an interesting thing. But yeah, I mean, it just kind of... man, it kind of goes against idea of Wikipedia or open source stuff or internet as a whole, don't you think?
I think they should You shouldn't be able to remove anything from Wikipedia. You should only be able to add.
There should be... It should, you know what it should do? You can add stuff, and then it can have, like, a... you know how, like, some sites have reviews, like, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever percent of people said they liked it?
Mm-hmm. Just vote. Urban Dictionary?
Or... Yeah, yeah, yeah. You vote on the information there, and it says, well, 89% of people agree with this, or say this is true.
And you think, oh, well, that's... agree that Tim McGraw is bald.
Well, that's right. You know, it's like, because... If it's on Wikipedia, like, all you can do is either believe it or not. And if it's up there, you kind of, you tend to take it as fact until proven otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. But if every piece of information had a little percentage next to it,
wow,
it'd be like, well, this is a rumor, and only 20% of people agree with it.
You're welcome.
You know? That would be the true democratic way, not to censor... or remove information, but
no, yeah. that's just anarchy. That's not democracy.
Well,
that
it's not even isn't that fascism? Isn't that like
a
group or a guy who's constantly patrolling Tim McGraw's Wikipedia page?
Tim McGraw,
it may be him. I think that guy's probably a cool dude.
I think that guy's probably a cool dude.
You were gonna fucking say that. I think Tim McGraw's bald. Why is he so pale? Oh man, I just listened. I re-listened to some of that old Patton Oswalt, the Extendo mix of the Feeling Kind of Patton session.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he does that whole Bounty Hunter Hot Pocket, plain food, snack food meant to be said by fat people and stuff, that whole bit is so fucking funny. And then on, I think it was on Sound of Young America where. Where he was all like. And the guy was like, hey, I really like that Hot Pocket joke. He's like, yeah, I don't do that anymore because Jim Gaffigan kind of does the whole thing about Hot Pockets. I let him have it. And I'm like, no, dude, don't let him have it. No, don't let him have it.
No, it is too bad because, like, you can see that it's, like, just a little seed of a bit there about the fat people and the names of snack foods.
Nutter butters.
Yeah, but, like, that shit, he really could have...
Oh, yeah. That was a brilliant bit, and he just let it go.
He could have expanded that into a big list.
A whole sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show the brilliance of Patton Oswalt. He doesn't need that, you know.
No, that's like, true. Hey, he can throw the diamonds away.
That's right. He's like, fuck. I fart diamonds.
Speaking of farting diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Speaking of Patton Oswalt,
kneeling diamonds.
You ever seen the cartoon program show?
Nope.
Okay. Called Fairly Odd Parents.
No, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Try that.
Maybe.
It's pretty good. But there was one episode where he wished the little kid, you know, he's got the little fairies on it, and he wished for everything to be like it was in the comic books.
Uh-huh.
And then at some point in that...
But he's in a cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cartoon, and he wishes for his whole world to be like comics. So everything gets all, like, dithery and everything, but there's, like, superheroes everywhere. But at some point...
The first thing he wished for was the ability to make a wish, like in the comic books.
Yeah, sure.
Did I just blow your mind?
Yeah. Someone says at some point who writes this stuff anyway, and then they cut to like a real, you know, a real life segment thing or
live action.
Live action, fucking brain. and it's Patton Oswalt sitting at a computer writing the script for a comic.
Just punch the mic. Sorry, like, that's awesome.
Totally dorking it up too, like to the max. You know, and then, like, it's pretty.
Did he have a writing credit on the show?
No, but he's been on the show a couple times voice, and then he did that whole live action part.
There. That's cool, man. I like that.
Someone came to his house to threaten him for some reason. I forget exactly how it went down, but man, it was.
They do that on SpongeBob sometimes, don't they?
A little bit, yeah.
You get to see a little live action Tom Kenny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does the Patchy the Pirate thing, and then also I forget the guy who does Patrick's voice, but he's on there too, and that dude is. Ugly.
I would like to see gross. Tom Kenny do an impression of a guy with a top lip.
Of a guy with a top hat?
A top lip.
Oh.
He's got limp lip, Tom Kenny does.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. He's a cool guy.
Well, this candy is good. I'm eating a lemon head.
Nice.
Chewing the shit out of it.
So I was reading some Iron Man on the toilet. This is Iron Man update. Iron Man toilet update.
Okay.
What do you think? New segment?
Yeah, yeah. Get rid of that G.I. Joe bullshit.
I know. Oh, shh, dude. Iron Man of the day is Iron Man. So Jeff Bent was saying how Doctor Strange is another mm-hmm. hero with beard mustache action.
That's right.
Does he have beard or just mustache or goatee?
Just mustache.
Just mustache. He mm-hmm. kind of looks a lot like Tony Stark, actually, when you think about it, hey? Does he have,
yes.
He has the graying temples? Is that what Doctor Strange has?
And which is funny, because I downloaded some What If comics, and one of them is What If Iron Man became the fucking Doctor Strange.
Wow.
What if Iron Man was fucking Doctor Strange? No, what if Iron Man became Master of the Mystic Whatnot?
Sweet.
But no, he's just... Doctor Strange, I believe, just has the John Waters.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Does he also have kind of pointy hair, Doctor Strange? I'm trying to recall.
Gray at the temples.
Yeah, does it sort of point up a little bit? I'm not talking Owl
front?
Wolverine, but...
Eddie Haskell kind of thing?
Something. I don't know. Well, not
Eddie Haskell,
anyway.
But Eddie Munster. Eddie Haskell. He's got fucking flat top.
I'm not really sure
black and white.
By that. It's all curly. In the third appearance of Iron Man, he fights Doctor Strange. And I was like, whoa, because it was funny that right after Jeff said that, the next chapter I open up while sitting on the toilet is Iron Man versus Doctor Strange. And I don't really know anything about Doctor Strange. I know you're an expert on him, so you can help me out. And please give wrong information so Jamie tears his hair out and beats. Are you still there?
Yeah, you were cutting it a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're back? And we're back. I was just saying that you have to give wrong information so Jamie punches the screen.
Yes, and I was saying that I don't understand what the hell he was talking about, because...
I think we were fully correct in all our utterances.
Yep, especially when you said DC stands for doesn't count. I woke up laughing about that.
Dude, I thought of that right on the spot. I was very proud of
myself. I could tell, and it was smooth, man. It was great.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't let everyone in on our secrets. That was written. We wrote that. We sat down and hashed that whole bit out.
That's right. If you want to talk to us at SBX, you're going to have to schedule some time, because we've got a lot of shows to write.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be doing it in separate rooms.
Oh, of course. We don't want to break up our typical flow.
No, it'll be weird. So anyway, he fights Doctor Strange. And I don't know anything about Doctor Strange, but Doctor Strange didn't have any magical powers. He was just a mad scientist. And he had no facial hair. So, hold on. You just roboted. Fucking computers.
Was it the same Doctor Strange?
Well, I guess. I mean, he looked like he was wearing a similar kind of outfit. Like, it wasn't as, you know, fairy-like, you know? But it was sort of similar, but he didn't have any facial hair, and it really threw me off, you know? Like, you would think if you were going to make...
What's it from? Is it a Tales to Astonish?
Something like that, yeah.
Tales of Suspense, sorry. Jamie just, like, lost a tooth.
That's it. I'm fucking calling these guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him. Doctor Strange had a daughter who he was trying to please. And he was all like, hey, don't you see? I'm trying to destroy the world to give to you. And she's like, no, Dad, you're evil, and I don't like that. And he's like, you foolish child. That's not Doctor Strange. It's a different Doctor Strange?
Gotta be. Yeah, Doctor Strange would never destroy the world. Plus, he didn't have a daughter.
Well, I know, and that's what was really weird. But it kind of...
Like, Dr. Stephen Strange, that dude's a total player. He makes, I mean, like Iron Man, like, they're both, like, got this, like, millionaire playboy thing going on. Dr. Strange, not a millionaire.
Just an old weirdo.
Just an old weirdo who loves the ladies.
Which is sweet. But then what was awesome, what I did appreciate, was at the end, he ends up beating Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange almost, he has him on the ropes. You know, Iron Man's all like, my power is sapped. And the daughter throws him a flashlight. He takes the batteries out and eats them or something. He like rubs the battery acid on himself. I'm not too sure how it worked exactly, but he's like, yes, I'll use the power from these batteries. A couple of D cells gave him enough power to get up and kick Dr. Strange's butt. Dr. Strange runs away, and he had like a Dr. Strange had a bunch of foreign dignitaries of evil countries and stuff. He was collecting he was having a big party, a big bash with all these bad dictators and stuff. Anyhow, so he escaped, and the cops came and arrested everybody, and the daughter was all like upset and stuff. But Iron Man's like, well, your father might be evil, but one thing that's good is that he has a loving daughter who this and that, and he's consoling her. But, like, as Iron Man, and it's all weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and I don't really know how old the daughter's supposed to be. At first, I thought the daughter was kind of a teenager. But I don't know. Anyway, thumbs up to Iron Man. I'm enjoying it. Never cared
Maybe
about
it was
Iron Man.
DR Strange.
DR Hewley. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would like someone to write me a comment on the message board. Just paste the Wikipedia entry about what that's all about, please.
Yeah. Oh,
John Hill, please explain to me why.
No,
that.
No, Mr. Box, there. He's okay. Yesterday, he or today, he posted whatever. Please discuss this.
No.
He posted a full.
Look, we're not a request show.
I'm not reading all that, for one. There's no way I'm reading all that.
Okay.
No way. I know you didn't write it, so I'm not going to read it. I'm sorry.
What is it? A thing
it says, who was the better leader? This is a perpetual debate in that the end is mostly subjective, on par with who would win
okay,
in
okay,
the
okay,
whole
okay, between who? Between who and who?
Joe and Cobra.
Joe and Cobra?
Duke and Cobra Commander.
Well, Duke isn't really the leader of G.I. Joe.
That's right.
So, and really, ultimately, Cobra Commander isn't really the commander of Cobra.
Hmm. So moot. Moot on that.
Globulus versus General Hawk. There you go.
Fuck Globulus. I think it's time for the Joe of the Day. Joe of the Day?
Yeah, all right. Fuck.
Lobotomax. Lobotomax is the quintessential G.I. Joe character.
If you guys don't know who Lobotomax is...
If you could only have one... G.I. Joe, I think it would have to be Lobotomax.
Well, he's like three figures in one.
Yeah.
He's the amount of plastic of three figures, I think.
Totally.
He has an extra leg and four times the head.
Copious neck quantity. No, it's a great figure, Lobotomax.
It's from the later, like from when, 94 something?
Yeah.
When is he from? Something like that.
90 Tuesday.
Yeah. It was after our time, but it was they had the whole Space Ranger. What do they call that set? Space Fighter Joe.
Yeah.
Trader Joe, I believe they called it.
Space Force? Star Fight?
Star Master?
Mm.
The last Thigh Master. Yeah.
Are you thinking of it or are you looking it up?
No, I was just trying to think of it, but it's Star Force or something? I don't know, but it's the whole space.
Star Brigade.
Star Brigade. So there was a whole space motif, and oh, they were all crappy. And then, yeah, one of the bad guys, there was a couple of bad guys who were aliens. And Lobotomax is one of them. Who was the other one that I said that I really liked? Can you look at
Vivisector.
Snorlax?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's check them out, a couple of alien guys. It blew our minds that they existed. Like, I had no idea. I've never heard of it.
They are so hideous.
They're actually really kind of scary. Like, I'm kind of freaked out by them. And they're just little toys. They're just little G.I. Joe figures. But he is the coolest dude. He's an alien. We don't really know too much about him. He's got a bunch of stuff. He wasn't the one who, when they had all geared up, it was just all his stuff strewn about, was it?
Yeah, it was. He's just standing in a pile of his little lemon yellow weapons.
He comes with eight little yellow guns. Actually, that's the show pick from a couple days ago. We didn't even talk about it.
Was his gun tree, yeah.
And which someone else also had. Isn't that also a Dr. Mindbender gun tree? That's how we found him.
Those
That's same
right.
gums? Guns. Imagine if they were gum and you ate them. Candy guns, candy figures. And that was the same set of same pop out snap on tree that Dr. Mindbender came with.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to this alien guy. And and there's a picture on Yojo that says
long tail and a Lego butt.
If you guys don't know about Yojo, I mean seriously, Yojo.com. And
you won't need us anymore.
That's right. It just says all geared up. And they have a picture of like guy holding all his gear, and he's holding like one gun, and then all his other shit's just in a pile.
And he's got his knife. He's got one gun and a knife.
Yeah.
And three legs and a tail.
Yeah. Oh, the other guy that I liked
and testicle face.
Yes. Oh my god. The other guy that I liked was the guy who had six arms. And I thought that was that would be a cool toy to get, a G.I. Joe figure with six arms.
Yeah.
Did they ever make
You liked Predacon. That's the guy you liked. Predacon.
That's such a bad name for it, too.
Predacorn.
Because...
There were Predacons, were there not?
Transformers.
Before Beast Wars.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Proto Beast Wars thing. Mm-hmm.
I hated
Kid Finger.
Didn't like Beast Wars.
Kid Finger.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Did you invent Kid Finger?
Now, Spencer.
What?
No, I'm not. Now, Spencer, I bought you the Lemonheads.
Yeah.
I bought Allison the Cherry Clans.
Yeah.
And then you said you wanted to get those Mike and Ikes, too, so I got those Mike and Ikes for me. Then I opened the Mike and Ikes. I poured half of them into a thing for Allison and half of them into a thing for you and took one. Then you guys ate them all. The end. But that's what happened. If you really want to save some of those Mike and Ikes for tomorrow, you better barf them back out.
Does that mean there's no candy tomorrow?
No.
No, there's candy every day.
Candy rations have been depleted?
No, it's like half a box of lemonades and cherry clams.
Clams.
That's what they should have changed it to.
Yeah. Gross.
Cherry head just devalues the lemon head and grape head. All that stuff. Just get rid of head all. Just call it fucking cherry candy. Red balls.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, why even? Yeah, like, man, the idea of calling, like, you ever notice how things don't taste like the things that they're supposed to taste like? No, but like, why limit yourself to calling it fake? Fake fruit name, this and that, you know?
Yeah.
Why not be like Alien Blaster Balls? I guess they do that, but
yeah.
You shouldn't limit yourself to saying like, oh, this is grape something or other. Because who cares? No one
not
cares.
Grape.
You
purple.
See it's purple and you automatically know it's not gonna be fucking vanilla flavor. Don't waste
Wouldn't
your time.
That be wild though?
Purple vanilla?
Yeah. That'd be hard to eat.
I got something I want to talk about.
Okay, here we go. All right. Phew.
Fucking strap in. what do you think is the best toilet paper company mascot?
Ooh. I do like the bears.
Let's discuss the ones that there's the bears from Charmin, who are new, right?
Yeah.
They're fairly new. There's the kittens, right? Little white fluffy kittens. Do you know those ones?
No.
Maybe they're only in Canada. I don't know. I think it's Royale or something.
This is the Angel Soft baby thing.
I don't think we have that. See, this is what we need to discuss, is all the different kinds. See, here we have, there's the ones here that are what is the brand name? It doesn't matter. They are two little pillows. Two little cartoon pillows. And
have that.
You have those, guys?
Nope.
You don't have that. Okay, well, they're two little, and the thing is supposed to be that the toilet paper is pillowy soft, and each square is just full of these little pillows, and two of them always pop up and have little adventures, and they're dancing around the house and whatnot, and then they go in my butt. So there's the pillows. There's also another one that's two white kittens that are often chasing rolls of toilet paper around, and it's almost like a Fancy Feast commercial. It's you can kind of barely, and it's always weird because. Like, you just, all you imagine is wiping your butt with white kittens. So I don't really like that so much. And then there's the bears. We both share the bears in our countries. And you're saying there's an angel baby one? What?
Yeah, Angel Soft. There's like a little Cupid thing.
Cartoon or real?
No.
I know you don't know the difference, but.
Real life film screen. The thing where they put cameras onto humans instead of drawing it.
Okay, got it.
No.
It's a fake cartoon.
No, it's a real angel.
Nice. What other ones do you think there are?
Now that I'm thinking about it, for actual barn wipe,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot.
No, they don't really advertise it that much, do they?
There used to be
a couple companies that are on top of it, and then the rest of them are like, well.
Oh, there's those quilting women, those cartoon quilting women.
I don't know those ones.
That quilt. They're like little dwarf women. You get out of here. You already have two in your mouth. Go. You already have two in your mouth since 2006. Then go.
Um, But what do you... So out of all those ideas, you think the bear is the best?
My favorite is the grouchy old man in the grocery aisle begging you not to squeeze it.
Mr. Whipple.
Mm-hmm.
What was his deal?
I don't know, man. Obsessive compulsive disorder or something. It's just, that's just weird.
That shit is for wiping your ass with. Do not squeeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like those bears, though. They kind of throw me off because it's a little... Like, I don't know. On one hand, the pillows and the kittens and stuff, it's like, that has nothing to do with toilet paper. And that's all just sort of like sugarcoating, you know, turd or whatever. I don't know. It's all the weird euphemism stuff. And, like, it's... I hate it. It's so, like, immature and...
It's very blue liquid.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And the thing is, like, it's not, like, everyone dumps. Everyone knows what it's
totally.
For. Like, why are you skirting the subject? Like,
I don't know.
There's way, but I mean, I think some commercials do a good job of saying, like, it's softer and more absorbent and whatever. And
I'm thinking of, like, a maxi pad commercial where they just, like, drop a chili dog. Like,
oh, good Lord. Some borscht.
Shit.
A beet falls on it. but, I mean, all that shit's kind of retarded and, but, all right. But yeah, and so when they have the kittens and the pillows and stuff, it's all a little too, like, you know, kid gloves kind of thing. But then when they have the bears and they are insinuating that the bears are shitting in the woods and bringing the toilet paper with them and the bears are actually using it, like, that also kind of throws me off, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why that is. It's kind of what I always wanted out of a toilet paper commercial.
They should, they should sell a big bag of, like, of stuffed animals. Like, biodegradable stuffed animals. Like, so you can, like, just have the bear. Wipe your ass all over the bear and flush the bear. Make them quick dissolve stuffed animals.
Maybe they could make some kind of, sawdust type material that you just sort of throw at your butthole. It just sort of sops it all up and then, you know, then you collect it and throw it in the compost or something.
Compost?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
They should make a poo...
They put it in a plastic bag and then flush the bag.
This is what they should... They should make poo tampons. What do you think?
I've thought about that so many times, it's ridiculous.
Oh, God. Yep. Imagine what would come out when you pulled it.
Just a... I don't know. That's a bad idea, I'd say.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think we had the system licked. I mean, down pat. I mean...
Oh, boy. We have the system dried and flaked off.
No, I think the only way we can get better is to all use bidets. But that is a topic for a previous show.
Right. No, I don't use a bidet. I open a fresh bottle of champagne every time.
Nice. Nice. And just scrape it.
Pop!
Use the cork only.
Mind the cork.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess that's the show.
Pooper soaker? Pooper soaker? Poop? No? No, it's gross. I think you can bring it with you. Like maybe. When you go camping, you can have a portable bidet. Portable bidet. Can you imagine the bidets, like, if they had them inside of porta potties? Like,
yeah. Yuck. Lake water, just like minnows coming out of it.
Yeah.
Seaweed and algae and stuff. Shit, what was I just going to say? Oh, yeah. If they invented a technology, let's say, that was like a colostomy bag, but wasn't, you know, so embarrassing and painful to get and bad and all that. But if there's a way just to poop in a bag and just empty the bag and then, you know, clean up the container and put it back, like a bagless vacuum maybe or something.
Right.
If there was a way to do that and so you wouldn't have to poo, would you do it?
Only if. And here's how it would have to go.
Okay.
I would get. So there would have to be some sort of a internal juicer. Okay.
Yeah.
Like at the end of my colon there.
Sure.
That would you know, whip my poo into a frothy stew.
Okay.
Maybe just you know, through some kind of bacterial process.
All right. Well, whatever. Hey, science fiction. Then, I'll go with it.
Okay. I mean, we're hypothesizing
anyway. Of
course, yeah. Then,
It's so fake, Phil. You can't have that.
Tubing down my legs. You know, the inside, under the skin of my legs, there'd be just a fine tube underneath.
Yeah.
And it would empty out my heels. I'd have rubber plugs in my heels. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I would wear platform shoes.
Yeah.
Platform shoes that would collect in the platforms, yes.
Like those hollow.
Yep.
And then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Then you would just empty it from there? Or it would just stream out the bottom of your shoe as you walked?
Mm-hmm. I think I would want some kind of a spray thing. Like, I would want to be able to, like, point my shit feet at my enemies and squirt them down.
Like Iron Man might.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got that.
Oh, man. That would be awesome if they wrote in, please, someone who's a big Iron Man fan, please tell me if they ever deal with the fact that he can't wash inside of there. And yeah. Also, please tell me, I mean, you know they never reference anything about pooping in comics. Like, it's just not done, I know. Comics code and whatever else. But let's imagine what kind of apparatus he would have in there for pooping. And then also, like, how he could use it to his advantage. I think we already did just come up with that, but...
I remember a peeing...
reference?
In the comics, yeah.
Which one?
It was when, in Secret Wars 2... Beyonder came to town and hooked up with Spider-Man, who told him how to eat and how to go to the bathroom.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When Spider-Man had the black alien costume,
yeah,
he probably just could pee his pants and it'd be okay, right?
I think so.
Hmm. That's cool. Maybe that's what we need, is underwear.
Jamie doesn't think so, apparently. I'm already getting the red light on Jamie from this.
The, like, sensor light thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jamie's irritation meter.
Yeah.
Just read a super retarded comic today.
Oh, how's that?
Oh, super retarded.
What was it?
What if the Impossible Man had the Infinity Gauntlet? God damn, that was dumb.
Instead of what if, why didn't they call it Why Bother?
Yeah, totally. It's pretty bad, and the like. Okay, some of the titles of the What If comics,
mm-hmm,
are kind of shitty. They started off pretty good, you know, like What If Spider-Man joined the Fantastic Four,
sure,
What If Wolverine killed the Hulk, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But one of them is like, What If Cyclops and Jean Grey got married earlier? Like, big fucking deal. Who gives a shit?
What if they had chocolate cake at their wedding?
Right, exactly. I think that's why that book got canceled a couple times. Like every, you know.
Yeah, I still maintain that the Exiles is a good alternative to that, because they do what if style things, but they weave it into a plot and they are able to make stories about it and stuff. That's good. I enjoyed it at the time when I read it a few years ago. I don't know how it is now.
What? What if or Exiles?
Exiles.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
right.
Did DC ever have a What If?
Yeah, it's Elseworlds. They're
that's
they're
what it's actually
one
called.
Shots. Yeah, it's not like a running series, but they were doing them pretty often for a while. But instead of DC continuity is so precarious as it is, you know,
mm-hmm,
I mean, like they can't monkey with it too much. So, but because it breaks all the time. But
yeah,
they did have a lot of Elseworlds books, like. You know, what if Batman was around fucking Christopher Columbus's boat, or, you know, like he was olden times, futuristic shit, or Superman has a mustache, or, you know, I mean, like, Elseworlds, usually they set it in different time periods, or, like, I think sometimes they've had it, like, as a result of different outcomes, a big hubbub, but usually it's just, like, oh, fucking Batman knows Shakespeare, you know, like, personally, they hang out all the time, or whatever. Superman's a caveman, you know, it's still all fucking DC-ified, you know, there's
right,
nothing they can do, you know, you can put pearls on a pig, but some
cast them before,
you gotta catch them all, pearl pig, the last issue of volume 2 of Secret Wars, number 114, kind of cool concept. It's what if, and they don't have a clever way to phrase this. Like,
right,
it just says Secret Wars 25
sure,
years later.
Sure.
But it's what the hell if When they were fighting Secret Wars, what if they decided to stop fighting and also never left the planet, and 25 years later, everyone had kids, and this comic will peek in on those kids?
Nah. Wasn't that planet all shitty?
What do you mean shitty? It was like a quilt. It was made up of little conical plugs of all planets from all over the joint.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, then fine.
Yep, there's some like, but the cover has
like...
Was it
a quilt or was it made of kittens?
Oh, yeah. What's
it? Yeah.
I just bet you. Okay. What's your favorite battle world?
Savage Land?
No, Battle World mascot.
I don't know what that is.
That's the planet that...
It's called Battle World? Come on.
Well, that's what they nicknamed it. Yeah.
They dicknamed it.
They dicknamed it.
All right, that's speaking of that, maybe we should...
I don't want this show to end.
I know. Well, we can go for a few more minutes.
Okay.
Car Forum hasn't showed up yet, so...
Car Forum? Oh, yeah, we should Car Talk.
Yeah.
Bar Talk?
Cartography. No. Talk.
You ever listen to that Car Talk show?
No.
Key Christ.
Steve really likes it.
Really?
Yeah, he's been getting into it, and he keeps telling me to listen to it, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to listen to it.
It's pretty grim. Those guys, I mean, I know we laugh at our own jokes sometimes, but those guys, they laugh the whole time. And it's not like healthy laugh, it's like heart attack laughs, you know? Like
machine gun?
Well, just fat guy laughs. You know, I mean, it's just like, dude, you're laughing too hard. You're laughing too hard. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're laughing too hard.
And then is there lots of wheezing after?
Yeah, there's coughing and harfing.
Kaufman?
Kaufman?
Kaufman.
I'm going to fucking barf all over that fucker.
What would happen if you just went to a comic convention and peed on someone's table?
I don't know yet.
You would be kicked out, for sure.
Yeah.
But then what?
I don't know. Just wait till the last 5 minutes of the second day. It's so what? Fuck you. No, I was wondering, like, I was wondering, like, how kicked out it would be, or if, like, if somehow, like, spilled deer urine on him. You know, you can get that deer urine for hunting, you know, that
right.
Musk.
Yeah.
So you can hunt. Like, yeah. what if I just...
I like to dip my lifesavers into it.
What if I just sprayed a little bit of that on him? You know, or, you know, like, what the fuck? I'm not poisoning him. It's not assault,
like,
is it?
Like, if you actually pee on something, I think you can probably get in trouble because that's public lewdity or something, you know?
Right.
Like,
but if I had a bottle of pee?
Yeah, it's not really... And as long as you weren't assaulting him with it, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, what if I have a big 44-ounce Big Gulp cup... full of all of my urine from the entire trip.
No, here's what you do. Check it out. I'm going to one-up you here. You get that deer urine, you drink it, and then you pee in it. You just cut out.
So I drink the deer urine, and then... Oh, so it's like double urine? It's like foie gras made out of...
That's right. If you were feeding the goose, only...
Only foie gras.
Yeah.
No, only veal.
Sure. Well, yeah. And the veal, like, all it ever did was drink whiskey.
Shit. Okay, all right, that's what I'll do.
Imagine getting a cow drunk.
You get me that deer urine, and I'll,
Make coffee out of it. That's what you do. And then you stir it with an asparagus stick.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
All right, will do. Will fucking do.
Yep. And then, put a tampon in the end of your urethra.
Gosh.
Then burf. Yank it out and throw it.
Barge. Snorb. Snorlax. All right.
Snorlaxative.
Well, we should have stopped when we said we were going to stop.
Clearly. I know. This is all bonus track. How about that?
Oh, chum.
Oh. Huh. We should have said bipedus.
Yeah. Now how will we? good one, dude. High five, high five. So, hey, Brian.
Yo.
Fucking guess what?
No.
What if Captain America had a square shield?
That's right. He wouldn't be able to hide it under his fucking...
What did he hide? What?
He fucking hid it under his jacket in the back.
He looked like a ninja.
Strap it to his
back. He looked like a ninja turtle wearing a trench coat.
Totally. That shit... Like, everyone always draws it different shapes. Like, usually people draw it like kind of a dish shape. But some dudes draw it real fucking flat. You know, like thin and flat.
Like a pot lid?
Yeah, totally.
It's all they had around the house when they were drawing it for reference.
You know what really
Honey, hold this pot lid.
Yeah. Alex Ross. What if Venom possessed the Punisher? This has got to be... God.
What? Then nothing. It would... Nothing.
I've got to send you the fucking print screen of this shit, dude, because it's oh my god.
I'll work fucking... whatever.
Like a Japanese beaver?
It's basically what I am, you know? Beaver being a Canadian symbol and all that, so...
Oh, yeah.
Japanese beaver. It's hairier than regular beaver, usually.